Fondu, the magician.
They've got a machine gun. Step on the gas, Lieutenant. Give it all you've got.
Sardou, they're grating on us. Get down, Lieutenant. Hit the floor. Sardou!
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of John Doe the Magician.
You know, folks, it's amazing the way tomorrow creeps up on us. Why, it seems as though it were only the other day when you said, 10 years from now, when the kids are ready for college. Or maybe it was, in a few more years, when we're ready to build a home of our own. But what about those dreams? Are they coming true? If not, perhaps it's time for a look at the situation. You see, dreaming is a pleasant occupation, but it doesn't realize the goals we have set for the future. For results, you've got to translate those dreams into action step by step. And United States savings bonds are the ideal stepping stone. Start buying United States savings bonds today. Use the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank. Buy now, buy regularly. You'll discover that you won't be worrying about tomorrow at all. And now, tonight's story of magic and mystery.
There was a time not so long ago when crime was a very simple thing. There were the people who committed crimes and the people who didn't. The good guys and the bad guys. And you could always tell a bad guy just by looking at him. He had a hard, cruel face and a tough, rasping voice. And a dead cigarette would dangle from the side of his evil mouth. Today, we still have the bad guys and the good guys, but the world has moved forward. The bad guys have become smarter. Or perhaps the good guys have become a little bit careless. Anyhow, it's become tougher and tougher to tell one from the other.
Chandu, the magician.
Apartment 4A. Excuse me, miss. Are you Miss Helen Palmer?
Yes.
You sure?
Well, of course I'm sure.
It's very important.
Who are you? What do you
want? I can't afford to make a mistake.
What do you want?
You're positive you're Helen Palmer.
Well, you can see my name above the doorbell.
Yeah, that's a fact. Still, you could be the maid.
I'm Helen Palmer.
Okay,
and...
if you say so.
Well, now that we've settled it, what can I do for you?
You can stand still so I won't miss.
What? No!
Well, it's nothing personal, sister. Nothing personal.
On the other hand, this may have been a guy she went out with. He asked her for a goodnight kiss, and she said no. So he said, take this for wasting my time. Bang.
I'm glad you see something funny in the situation.
Believe me, Chandu, I'm laughing with tears in my eyes. This is the third murder in 2 months. And they're passing down the heat all along the line.
Helen Palmer, age 27, graduate of Cornell, major journalism.
But she wasn't working at it. Look, Chandu, what did she want to see you about?
I don't know. She sent a telegram to Washington, said she had to talk to me on a matter of life and death, and implied it was a matter of importance to the government.
And that's it. There's your whole case. This dame was a would-be journalist. She might have been poking around for a story she could sell to a magazine. She burned her fingers.
That sounds logical.
Now, look, Chandu, I don't want to hurt your feelings, and you're here on orders from Washington. But this isn't your kind of stuff.
No.
No, this is police work. Investigation, examination, clue. We're going to be very busy around here.
And you don't want me to get in the way?
Well, you see, I heard all about you. I know you got a couple of parlor tricks, mind reading, and you can make people see things. Must be a gimmick in it somewhere. You and I know it's a fake.
Well, do you think I could learn something if I, followed you and watched? I could sort of earn my keep. I could perhaps pick up something you missed.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, the first lead is back in the apartment. Her roommate. And for crying out loud, don't get in the way.
Yeah, can you imagine? Now, who would want to kill Helen anyway?
That's what I'm asking you. Hey, Chandu, what are you doing?
No, I'm just looking at some books.
Huh, ain't they a scream? No pictures. And all them foreign words.
I see she was reading Zola in the original. And here's a French textbook.
She knew more ways of wasting time.
She had quite an education, I see.
Yeah, a lot of good it done her, if you ask me.
Look, Chandu, pay attention here. I'm asking this girl some questions.
Are you getting anywhere?
Well,
then let me. Connie, how long have you and Helen Palmer been rooming together?
6 months. Ever since she came to work for Universal.
I already...
It's a large apartment. Do you hold many parties here?
Oh, sure. I like to have people up.
Did Helen enjoy the parties, too?
Her? She's too uppity. She'd take a book and stuff cotton in her ears and
I see. Now, I noticed the sign downstairs that said other girls in this building have apartments to share. Do you know any of them?
Oh, sure. There's a school teacher and a girl who's a lawyer.
Oh, pack it in. Where's all this getting us? Chandu, let's stick to the facts. Now, listen. You and Helen worked in the same place, huh?
How many times do I have to tell you? The Universal Corporation.
What did Helen do there?
She was Mr. Wilson's secretary.
What was that for?
They was going to get married.
Too bad. Was she going with anybody else?
I told you. She was engaged to be married.
Was she doing a little cheating on the side?
How would I know?
Is that really important?
Important? A dame gets herself bumped and he wants to know... Listen, why do you think half of these women get killed anyway? It's always another guy.
Well, if Charlie Wilson heard you say that, he'd bust you one in the mouth.
Now, listen,
you sister. Listen, Flatfoot. My roommate got killed. You ask me legitimate questions, and I'll tell you all I can do to help. But don't make them nasty-minded insinuations.
How would you like to be taken down and booked as a material...
Yeah? You must be terrific when it comes to pushing fruit peddlers and shoeshine boys around.
You open your mouth just one more time.
Lieutenant Kruger, may I suggest that we go to the Universal Corporation and see what we can
do? I ought to teach this fresh thing.
Impossible, Lieutenant. She's a woman. And so you've got to let her have the last word.
And my last word to both of you punks is nuts.
Please, gentlemen. I don't feel like discussing at the moment. At another time, perhaps.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Wilson. I know it's difficult for you.
Now, look, Mr. Wilson, there's been a murder. What do you want us to do? Take a month off until everybody feels better and then start investigating?
Please, Lieutenant Kruger, may I...
Yeah, you want me to keep my big, heavy paws out of it. Okay, Chandu.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Mr. Wilson, do you know why your fiancée should have been murdered?
Why? I haven't the slightest idea.
Did she have any enemies?
Well, how could a girl like Helen have any enemies? Now, I believe that this was the work of a maniac. There are maniacs who go around killing people.
Are you aware that Miss Palmer sent me a telegram yesterday? She wanted to see me on a matter of importance to the government.
She did?
Have you any idea what it was all about?
I can't even imagine.
Now, did you know that Miss Palmer was a journalism student?
Yes, she wanted to get a job in a newspaper. I tried to help her.
How?
Well, my company, we manufacture drug products. And I know several of the local publishers. You see, we advertise extensively. I have a little pull, but she didn't want to get a job that way. It sort of gives you an idea how ethical she was.
You own this company, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, it's been in our family for generations.
You have no partners?
No, no, it's all mine.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, the government guy is here to take the samples to the testing bureau. Well, look who's here.
Will you gentlemen excuse me? We're working on a big Navy contract.
Yes, certainly. We were about to leave. Unless you have some questions, Lieutenant.
I would have asked the same questions you did and gotten the same answers and found out the same thing. Namely, nothing. Now stick around, Mr. Wilson. Maybe we want to see you again. And that goes for you too, sister.
Not to you, Flatfoot.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilson. Come in.
Where is the inspector from the Navy, Connie?
It's in the warehouse. Sit down. You're gonna have a visitor.
Who?
Me.
For Joe.
Have them clowns gone, Connie? Take a gander out the window.
Yes. They're getting in the car.
So John Doe, the magician, is muscling in.
Joe, what are you going to do now? I let you kill Helen.
Catch the shape of this, meatball. You let me kill Helen. I've done you a favor, sucker. They could have sent you up for life. They could have stood you against the wall.
Joe, what are we going to do now?
There's going to be a meeting of the board of directors of the Universal Drug Company. You own 50% of the stock. I own 50% of the stock.
Joe, you're going to carry things too far.
You got one vote, I got one vote. In case of a tie, this besides. Meeting is called to order. First in the order of business, a little deal of sulfur drugs for the U.S. Navy. Let's have a report.
We submitted the low bid. $80,000. Shipment is set to go.
Really, must
Shut be... up. Proceed, Connie.
Ready for inspection. The Navy guy is stamping the carton and picking spot samples for the testing bureau.
Hey, slob. You're in charge of production. Is the stuff been made right? Will it pass?
Well, of course it will pass.
Good. I'll take it from there. Tonight. Next on the order of business is Chandu. Give this joker Chandu a chance to poke his nose around. He's going to smell enough to send each and every one of us to the chair.
Well,
I move he gets bumped off. All in favor, aye. All opposed?
We just can't keep on killing people. I'm opposed.
Yeah, I believe in democracy. Let's hear arguments for both sides. First, here's my argument. Motion carried.
So what have we found out? We found out nothing.
I wouldn't say that, Lieutenant. I'd say Helen Palmer was on the trail of something vitally important to the government. Whatever she was tracing down is at the Universal Drug Company.
How do you know?
First, she had a job there, an important one.
No.
Second, she was engaged to Charlie Wilson, the owner of the outfit. Third, she roomed with Connie, who also worked for Universal. That means the Universal formed her entire environment.
Let me poke a couple of holes into that little theory. She worked at Universal because she may have needed a job. She was engaged to Wilson because she fell in love with him. Now listen, some guy... I think it was George Bernard Shaw said, any woman could fall in love with any man.
Why, Lieutenant?
I'm not so dumb. I read books. What's more, I enjoy them, too. And for the third place, she roomed with Connie because she had to have somewhere to live. And it was convenient. There's a shortage.
But it wasn't convenient to live with Connie. They were two different types. Connie must have driven Helen crazy. Furthermore, there were vacancies in the same building.
Yeah, that's right. Connie said there was a school teacher.
Lieutenant. Lieutenant, does this car have bulletproof windows?
What do you mean?
Tell me, does it?
No, what's the matter?
Look in that rearview mirror. See the car pulling up behind us?
Huh? There's a dame driving it, and a guy sitting. Say, hey, ain't that the girl?
Step in the gas. Give it all she'll take.
Well, what are you...
You can see the glint of the metal, Lieutenant. It's a submachine gun.
How far is it to town?
About 6 miles.
Can't do. They're gaining us.
Hit the floor, Lieutenant. Hit the floor.
Andrew! Andrew! Just a few moments, we will bring you the second act of Chandu the Magician.
How many stars are there on a sheriff's badge? The answer is 5. How many reasons why you should hear the sheriff on ABC every Friday night? The answer, 5 at least, and many more. In the first place, there's Mark Chase, one of the most brilliant detectives on the air today. Secondly, there are those modern, efficient, clever methods he uses in tracking down law-breaking desperados. Third, there's action, plenty of it. Fourth, the lawless characters on the sheriff always meet their comeuppance when they encounter Mark Chase. And fifth, the sheriff is part of ABC's great Friday night lineup. Well, naturally, we could go on to the reasons why the sheriff is good, but we think you should hear it for yourself. When Sheriff Mark Chase starts after a rough, troublemaking criminal, you'll find yourself wrapped up in a very engrossing drama that searches far into the reasons for the crime, as well as the crime itself. So be sure to hear the sheriff Friday night on ABC. And now, back to tonight's story of intrigue and magic.
Evidently, this girl, Helen Palmer, learned something very important. And as a decent, public-spirited, patriotic American, she felt it her duty to make the facts known. But there were a few people who felt that it was not her affair. After all, they were cashing in on a sweet little racket. What right did she have to send them to jail? So she paid for her curiosity. And now the same people are trying to make the same payment to...
Chandu, the magician.
Lieutenant, are you all right?
Chandu, get me out of here.
What? You're hit.
Nothing crucial. Got wing in the elbow. Oh. And my thrown arm, too. How am I going to pitch against the fire department in the
game? Here, let me look at your face.
Why, just some flying glass from the windshield. It's a good thing you spotted them creeping up on us.
Can you walk?
Yeah, I can run, too. And I'm heading for that dame's house.
Let's get that arm looked at first.
Lucky for us, he had a Tommy gun. Those things look good and make a lot of noise, but try and hit something when you're doing 80 miles an hour.
Get up on the road and come a ride. What's so funny?
You can get arrested for hitchhiking in this state.
Hey.
Surprised?
Who? Oh, me? Well, sure. Sure I'm surprised. Any peaceful, law-abiding citizen is surprised when bulls pound on a door.
Mind if we come in?
Sure I mind. For all the good it's gonna do me. Hey, what happened to you? That sling is very becoming. What'd you do? Talk out of turn?
Just keep that painted trap of yours snapshot. Speak when you're spoken to. And we'll all be happy.
And what are you doing around those bookshelves, Chandu? If you want to talk to me, okay. If you want to search the place, get a warrant.
Connie, what's going on at Universal Drug?
Don't ask me. I just pawned a typewriter.
What are your duties?
You've seen me. I'm in the office.
Are you also supposed to act as a chauffeur?
What are you talking about?
That bullet in Lieutenant Kruger's elbow, these scratches on my face. Who handled the machine gun?
Uh-huh. The good old Frameroo. Well, pick on someone else, will you? My picture don't fit.
Listen, you little fool. We could arrest you, but you could deny everything. We couldn't hold you.
That's your tough luck.
No, it's yours, because then the people you're working with would know we're getting closer. How long do you think you'd last?
Sure.
Think about it. Are you going to talk?
I don't know nothing. No, I don't know nothing.
Why don't you let me take over, Chandu?
No, lady's word's good enough for me. Goodbye, Connie.
See you in the morgue, kiddo.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Joe would never...
Joe
who?
He wouldn't.
No. Charlie Wilson didn't object to the murder of Helen Palmer when it meant saving his neck.
How do you know?
What's going on at Universal?
I don't know.
In that case, goodbye again.
Oh, believe me. You gotta believe me. I don't know, I tell you. I don't know.
We saw you and Charlie Wilson at the office. 10 minutes later, you drove a hired killer.
He ain't no hired killer. He's the boss.
The boss? Are you nuts?
Of course not. It makes sense. Now I see it. The only question is, how are they doing it?
I don't know. Only Wilson and Joe are in on it.
What are they doing?
They found a way to swindle the U.S. Navy.
How?
The sulfur drugs, they ain't made right. That's why they can bid so cheap.
You mean they're selling sulfur drugs that won't help the guys who get...
Wait, Kruger. Those drugs are tested by the Navy labs, and there's a Navy inspector in the plant to see that everything is carried on according to specifications.
Joe got a way to beat the system.
What is it?
I don't know. They don't tell no one, not even me.
But Helen found out, didn't she? Didn't she?
Yeah, she found out.
There's Helen's picture on the table. It looks a little bit like Connie, doesn't she,
Kruger? What are you talking about? The Palmer dame had class. This is a cheap doll.
Well, a little makeup, and if the light's dim enough, hair should be brown instead of that peroxide blonde.
Though. I'll have you know my hair is natural.
Shut up. Can't you see the man is thinking?
Where's that French textbook? Oh, here. Come on, let's go.
Where?
To the beauty parlor. About as far as we can drive, Lieutenant. We'll walk the rest of the way. And let me take a good look at you again, Connie.
What a change. She almost looks human.
I don't want to go into the warehouse. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't want to know. It ain't safe.
Come on.
They'll move in slowly.
Please, Chandu.
Connie, all you have to do is exactly what I told you. You'll be safe enough. Don't worry. Quietly now.
Oh, that's the way it's going to go, you know what I mean?
Chandu, the door's open. Somebody's talking.
That's right.
Whatever they were doing, it's finished. We came too late to see.
Now, Connie, walk through the doorway and stand near those packing cases.
Chandu, I...
Your neck or theirs, Connie.
Oh.
Perfect. The light is perfect. And the makeup is... I'd be scared out of my wits myself. Yeah, attract their attention, Lieutenant. Throw some pebbles against the window.
Who's there?
Joe! Joe, look! Look, it's Helen!
Charlie, you're not...
Look!
Where?
Look!
Who are you? Reach! Reach or fuck
you! You've killed her! You've killed her! What's she doing here?
Tell them, Helen. Tell them.
Who's there?
Someone else you killed, Joe.
Charlie! Where is he?
Charlie Wilson. Helen has come back. She's come back to give you a second chance. A second chance. She's going to tell you the same thing she told you before. You remember, Charlie? You remember?
Helen, keep away. Keep away. What do you want from me?
Tell him, Helen. Tell him what you told him.
Charlie, you jerk. We're seeing things as
not Helen, Helen, I hear Helen. I hear Helen. What do you want from me, Helen?
I love you, Charlie. You're weak. You're rotten. You're a disgrace to your family. But I love you.
Helen, Joe showed me how to make money. So much money.
Sailors, Marines, American boys. Fighting. Fighting for you and me. You're going to kill me.
Maybe it's all right, Helen. Just the shipment and no more.
I'll give you a chance, Charlie. I won't go to the police just yet. I'll call Chandu the magician. You'll confess everything.
But Helen...
The only way, darling. I'll send Chandu a telegram tonight.
I'm afraid.
I'll stand by you, Charlie. We'll fight it together, and Chandu will help us.
Helen, answer me. Speak to me again.
How can she? You betrayed her. You disgusted with Joe.
Helen, I didn't mean to. Helen, say something.
What do you think she'd say, Charlie?
Why did you let him kill me, Charlie? Why did you let him kill me? I loved you, Charlie. I loved
Helen, you. Helen, I didn't want to go to jail and be disgraced.
I loved you, Charlie.
Helen, he would have killed me!
I loved you. I loved you.
Chandu, I'll confess everything.
You yellow rat, they got nothing on
Chandu, I owed him money. Gambling debts. He made me take him into my business.
Shut up or I'll kill you. Shut up, you yellow rat.
Drop your gun, Joe, you're covered.
I'll kill you, Charlie.
Listen to the ground. Charlie.
I'm sorry, Chandu. Joe beat me to the shot.
No, you killed Joe.
Charlie.
Chandu, the anchor.
He's gone, Chandu.
Yes. Well, I think he's better off.
Did I do what I was supposed to do?
Yes, Connie, you did very well. Now hand over the stamp.
The stamp? What stamp?
The stamp with the anchor on it. The official Navy stamp.
Hey, what are you
You're
trying
not
to...
dumb, Connie. It's an act, a wonderful act. You knew what this whole thing was all about. You saw a chance to save your skin by playing it stupid.
Where are you going, sister?
Get your hands off of me, you filthy ape!
It's no use, Connie. Charlie Wilson was weak. He was yellow, but he didn't betray Helen. You did. You must have overheard Helen's conversation with Charlie.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know nothing. I just pounded a typewriter in an office.
And you're the one who did the thinking for Joe. Don't deny it. Helen told me.
But Helen was dead before
you. She left notes. She left them in a place you'd never think to look. She wrote a few impressions on the inside cover of a French book. She wrote them in French. I've got it here.
What does it say, Chandu?
Well, not very much. Helen had to be very careful. She kept most of it in her head. But she wrote briefly, "Sulfur, inadequately prepared. Charlie is defrauding the government. Clever scheme. Must uncover."
Yeah. What is it, Connie?
Figure it out for yourself, Flatfoot.
We already have, Connie. You see, Kruger, these underworld boys are getting smart. They're moving into legitimate businesses, just as Joe and Connie took over here. Since they have no scruples, honest business people can't compete with them.
Yeah, but...
Observe how simple it is. You have to have larceny and murder in your heart to do it, but it's the easiest thing in the world. Charlie's last words were about an anchor. Look at these crates, Lieutenant.
Well, there's an anchor stamped on them.
That's part of the Navy seal. The other part of the letters USN. That comes later. When you sell goods to the Navy, the inspector puts the first stamp on the shipment. Then he takes random samples of it to the labs for testing. If these samples pass, he comes back here and puts the second stamp on the shipment. That's all.
I think I get this.
Universal contracts to supply sulfur. They get up a shipment of good, well-made stuff. It's packed and sealed under supervision. Inspector puts his first stamp on it. Then he takes some of it to the Navy testing labs. Naturally, it passes. Meanwhile...
Yeah, meanwhile, these jokers sneak out that original shipment, substitute phony stuff.
They have a counterfeit seal made, and they stamp the substituted
boxes.
Then
the inspectors come back, they see the stamp, they think these were the same boxes.
It takes months before anything to happen. Then they realize the sulfur's no good. By the time they check back...
Yeah, by the time they check back, hundreds of guys...
Yes, Lieutenant Kruger, hundreds of guys.
Why, you phony...
I don't know nothing. You can't hang nothing on me.
You were working all night with Joe and Charlie. You were stamping crates. You still have ink under your fingernails. The seal's in your handbag, isn't it?
Let me see.
Hey, you got no right. Let go! Let go!
Chandu, here it is. A stamp. A stamp with just a simple blank.
It's a frame.
Oh, sure.
I tell you, I'm being framed. You can't hang nothing on me.
You've got the syntax of that sentence slightly scrambled, Connie. The verb hang will not refer to the word nothing, but to you.
In a few moments, we shall bring you a glimpse of next week's story.
The man who knows the world of reality knows only half the truth. The other half lies in the realm of fantasy. The everyday world is made up of bright lights and brilliant colors, of hard facts and bare statistics. But these are only the bare, cut-and-dried framework of life. The world of imagination offers the subtle shades, the elusive shadows that lend depth and substance to the scheme. Inner Sanctum, heard each Thursday night on ABC, delves into the gloomy dusk of the weirdly fantastic to bring you unusual tales of the eerie and the unreal. These are no stories of simple endeavor, of warm-hearted love or human achievement. Inner Sanctum's tales grip the nerves and set the pulse to pounding. These are episodes that fire the imagination, set to work the prying fingers of the mind. Listen to your ABC station tomorrow night when the door again swings open and your host bids you welcome into the inner sanctum. And now for next week's story. If you listen to the music, Vienna was a beautiful city of dreams. If you listen to Colonel Clark, Vienna could be a horrible city of nightmares. The Colonel had to solve a problem of violence and murder. And there were 180 million people who said he couldn't solve it. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Others in the cast were Natalie Priest, Joe DeSantis, and Raymond Edward Johnson. Music by Albert Berman. Sound effects, Keen Crockett and Harold Johnson. This is a Cyril Ambrister production. All names, characters, and events on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is accidental. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Intrigue, Magic. Chandu. The Magician.